They certainly seem puzzled. Outside a polling station in central Athens this morning, a group of elderly ladies were looking at the list of candidates. It's quite a selection. More than 30 parties are standing in this contest. But just listen to what voters say when you ask them about the choice. Who are you going to be voting for?
I don't know.
You still don't know?
No, it's 3 minutes before I vote, and I don't know. There is nobody to vote for. Nobody.
Who have you voted for this morning?
I have voted for Antoni Samaras of the New Democracy Conservative Party.
Do you think he and the party can sort out the problems that Greece has?
No. No.
One voter did display rather more faith, but he was a supporter of Golden Dawn, an unashamedly extreme right party. It has a swastika-like symbol and members who give the fascist salute.
I vote a party that is only for Greece, for Greek people, and not for the emigrants or for Europe, etc.
And that really does sum up the mood here, not just on the far right, but across the political spectrum. There's this deep anger at this country's more established politicians, but directed even more at the European Union and the IMF for having insisted that Greece impose tough austerity measures before getting its hands on any bailout money.
The present state of affairs in Greek politics is very much a revolutionary state of affairs because people are afraid and they're voting small, sometimes crazy extremists.
Thanos Veremis is a candidate for one of the smaller pro-EU parties and a long-standing commentator on the Greek political scene.
The extreme left-wingers and the extreme right-wingers agree on one issue, that they will chuck the memorandum between Greece and its creditors and say we refuse to honour it. That will certainly bring Greece out of the Eurozone and eventually out of the European Union.
The signs of resentment and anger are everywhere here. I watched as an apparently rather deranged woman started screaming abuse at the Parliament building. Instead of being ignored, first one man started shouting back at her, then another attacked him, and soon out of nowhere there was a full-scale political row. When things had calmed down, I managed to speak with another woman there who had always voted for the socialist PASOK, once considered almost the natural party of government in Greece. Not this time, though.
I'm not going to vote them. Not ever, I think. Because I don't trust them. They are liars and cheats. We come in the situation very, very bad, and they are to blame. They do it. We lost hope.
It's often been said of elections that parties lose them rather than win. But it's rare to find a country where so many want to tell you about who they won't be voting for rather than who they will. Disaffection is worn here almost as a badge of pride. It's familiar territory for the film director and writer Sotiris Gouritsas. His comedies have always taken a rather absurdist view of Greek society. But today, he says, marks a new departure from the realm of the rational.
In these elections, I don't expect nothing logical to happen. In a way, the vote will be a scream of anger. And it's maybe that's why we should have elections now, to get rid of your emotion and after that have the time to sit down and talk logically about the solution that you can find.